apologies. I was dealing with a traffic issue there. Due to the police, worry about the working people of this country, creating a diversion for some unnecessary reasons. I understand there's an activity for children, we respect that. But at least one police officer can direct the police or the traffic. Now there is a blockage from Victoria Street into Roseau. As a matter of fact, I had to walk to get here at least this time. But there are many persons trying to get to their home or back to work. That is blocked. Serious inconvenience. Who's the officer in charge? At least I walked to get here a little on time. What about the other persons who want to go or have to get to work or back to work? Sometimes we have to use our common sense, huh? Well, it's a serious inconvenience now. That said, I hope the police, the traffic police, address the situation right now. The situation of traffic in the city. All cars, vehicles reduced to a crawl on Victoria Street. A serious blockage. Come back in a minute. Just one traffic officer would solve this problem. One.
Mountaintop, natural spring water. All bottled water is not created equally. There is bottled water and then there is Mountaintop, natural spring water. Mountaintop, natural spring water. Sourced from healthy, mineral-rich Caribbean's natural springs. It is the best tasting water of all. It is also healthy with natural minerals. Some other bottled waters remove the natural minerals which we need to have a healthy balance, but Mountaintop keeps them for us just as nature intends it to. So for great tasting and healthy bottled water, choose Mountaintop natural spring water. It is the best for you. Available at Eastar Trading Limited in 500 ml, 1.5 liter and 5 liter bottles. Retail and wholesale prices start from $1.95. Eastar Trading Limited, making a difference for you. just received at ESA Trading Limited, a full range of world-class Clio products, all at sensational low prices. Clio mackerel in tomato sauce, 200 grams, $2.75, and 425 grams, $4.95 retail. Clio mackerel in vegetable oil, 200 grams, $2.75, and 425 grams, $4.95 retail. Clio sweet corn, 400 grams, $4.20 retail. Clio baked beans, 400 grams, $4.80 retail. Clio sardines in vegetable oil, 155 grams, $2.35 retail. All available at all retail and wholesale departments. Get your popular Clio products at ESAR Trading Limited today. If it's Clio, you can be sure that it's good. ESAR Trading Limited, bringing you your favorite products at unbeatable prices, always.
AutoTrade is introducing our very own mobile app. Yes, the AutoTrade app is here. From scheduling your service appointments, request financing, checking our vehicle and parts inventory, to receiving personalized coupons and sales specials, life is so much easier with the new AutoTrade app. Download the AutoTrade app from the Play Store or App Store today. Call us at 255-6800. AutoTrade, it's more than a vehicle, it's a relationship.
Dominica, we continue where we left off this morning, because that's the topic on the ground there in Dominica. Although it happened in Antigua. At every restaurant, at every shop that I went to, people are giving the 10 cents or 2 pence. On what they would do to this guy who raped his own daughter, got her pregnant, and now is refusing to take care of that child. We have different views, but again, let's go back to Antigua and repeat the story from Shemaine Beek, Dominican reporter, journalist, working with The Observer.
Well, Matt, the first thing I can tell you is that this is one of the hardest stories I ever had to report, and it's not just about pen and paper. I had to report that story on air, and I couldn't help but break down because of the things that I was reading.
You got emotional on air reading that story.
Because it's a real life situation. It's not a novel that I'm reading. I'm reading a real life situation. And to actually, you know, hear what's happening in court, to see what's happening, it's very sad because I'm a mother as well, you know.
I understand.
And so this man had this young child. And she said, you know, she reported in court that her father has been having sex with her at a very young age. And she went to school. I think she was as young as 12 at the time. And she went to school and she told her principal that this is what was happening to her at home. And so they removed her from the home, Matt. And somehow the father was able to, to threaten her, to get her to retract her statement. And that's what she told the court. So she wrote a letter as he instructed her to do. And Matt, I can relate because, you know, as a young girl, you 11, 12, you still think that, of course, your father is your authoritative figure. It's like you do what he says. And, you know, some people may criticize and say, well, why did she write the letter? But at that age, you're still a young child. You're still thinking like a child, rightfully so, because you're a child. And so she wrote the letter and she said, all the things I said about my dad, you know, it wasn't true. You know, I lied, you know, and they put her back in the home. And that very same night, she said that her father came home drunk and he he raped her outside of the house, not even inside. You know, he raped her outside in some unfinished concrete structure. The child found out that she was pregnant with her father's child. And so obviously, you can no longer hide pregnancy. She had the baby, and this is so ridiculous. She had the baby, and she took her father to court for child support because the baby was growing up, and the father refused to give her anything for that child. And so she took her father to court for child support.
Wow.
And that is when Matt, the authorities, picked it up.
Only then?
And Matt, somebody dropped the ball. You know, that is when the authorities decided to make a big issue about it. Because here was this child telling the court that she's suing her father for child support because her father refused to take care of his child. Matt, as I said to you in the beginning, this is one of the saddest stories that I ever had to report because so many lives are complicated because of that. There it is that you're giving birth to your own sister because it's a girl. Child is a girl. And the father is also the grandfather of that child. So you have, I mean, several lives being destroyed as a result of that. The judge, at first he pleaded not guilty, and then probably he was knocked some kind of sense came to him, and he said, okay, you know what, I'm guilty, because of course there's paternity testing. And so the judge said that he will be sentenced on May 10th. So he's at the prison in Antigua, and he will be sentenced on May 10th.
Did you sense any remorse there, Charmaine?
Matt, I don't even know. I because the fact that you can plead not guilty, it means that you're not even sorry. A lawyer had to represent him pro bono and say to him, you can't.
For some reason, it is insert keep dropping. I don't know what is going on there. But we'll try our very best to bring that to you again. I know you're following the story intently there. So stick around. I will try to plead it for you again. I know you're listening very closely.
My dad, you know, it wasn't.
Let's go back again.
And she went to school and she told her principal.
Go back again.
To see
Antigua. I repeat.
The first thing I can tell you is that this is one of the hardest stories I ever had to report. And it's not just about pen and paper. I had to report that story on air. And I couldn't help but break down because of the things that I was reading.
You got emotional on air reading that story.
Because it's a real life situation. It's not a novel that I'm reading. I'm reading a real life situation. And to actually, you know, hear what's happening in court, to see what's happening, it's very sad because I'm a mother as well, you know.
I understand.
And so this man has this young child. And she said, you know, she reported in court that her father has, you know, has been having sex with her at a very young age. And she went to school, I think she was as young as 12 at the time. And she went to school and she told her principal that this is what was happening to her at home. And so they removed her from the home mat. And somehow the father was able to, I don't know, to threaten her, to get her to retract her statement. And that's what she told the court. So she wrote a letter as he instructed her to do. And Matt, I can relate because, you know, as a young girl, you 11, 12, you still think that, of course, your father is your authoritative figure. It's like you do what he says. And, you know, some people may criticize and say, well, why did she write the letter? But at that age, you're still a young child. You're still thinking like a child, rightfully so, because you're a child. And so she wrote the letter and she said, all the things I said about my dad, you know, it wasn't true. You know, I lied, you know, and they put her back in the home. And that very same night, she said that her father came home drunk and he he raped her outside of the house, not even inside. You know, he raped her outside in some unfinished concrete structure. The child found out that she was pregnant with her father's child. And so obviously, you can no longer hide pregnancy. She had the baby, and this is so ridiculous. She had the baby, and she took her father to court for child support because the baby was growing up, and the father refused to give her anything for that child. And so she took her father to court for child support.
Wow.
And that is when Matt, the authorities, picked it up.
Only then?
And Matt, somebody dropped the ball. You know, that is when the authorities decided to make a big issue about it. Because here was this child telling the court that she's suing her father for child support because her father refused to take care of his child. Matt, as I said to you in the beginning, this is one of the saddest stories that I ever had to report because so many lives are complicated because of that. Here it is that you're giving birth to your own sister because it's a girl. Child is a girl. And the father is also the grandfather of that child. So you have, I mean, several lives being destroyed as a result of that. The judge, at first he pleaded not guilty. And then probably he was knocked some kind of sense came to him. And he said, okay, you know what? I'm guilty. Because, of course, there's paternity testing. And so the judge said that he will be sentenced on May 10th. So he's at the prison in Antigua. And he will be sentenced on May 10th.
Did you sense any remorse there, Charmaine?
Matt, I don't even know. I because the fact that you can plead not guilty, it means that you're not even sorry. A lawyer had to represent him pro bono and say to him, you cannot waste the court time with that. You're going to have to plead guilty because they're going to do a paternity test. And the child is obviously, and that is only when he changed his plea. Because he said he wasn't guilty. You know, and he said, you know what, okay, I did the things. I did that to my daughter, and okay, I plead guilty. I give up. Because he pleaded not guilty until a lawyer, Wendell Alexander, he said, no, let me talk to you. You know, right then and there, he said, I can represent you pro bono. You don't have to pay me, but I'm telling you, do not waste the court time with that. Because it will be worse. Your sentencing will be worse if you plead not guilty. And so he pleaded guilty, and he's expected to be sentenced on May 10th. I don't know. Matt, and I'm going to be very blunt, other than the death penalty, I don't know what other sentence can satisfy my soul with that story.
You're saying death sentence for this story?
Matt, and this is how I feel. This is how I feel, because what it means is that some parents are going to start to believe that their children are not safe in the hands of their own father. And this is just one story, Matt. This is just one in thousands of stories that's probably happening. I heard you say that probably it's happening
in Dominica. I've heard of the story. I've heard of those stories in Dominica, right here in Dominica. I've heard the stories.
But Matt, who's protecting our girls? Who's protecting our children? Because it means that the system is weak. It's only then, I mean, listen, Matt, if I have a daughter and she's 11 and she comes and says, my daddy's having sexual intercourse with me, whether she pulls back the confession or not, I am going to find out whether you're a virgin at 11.
Let's see what's going on. I'll tell you what I think is going on. A lot of times, the fathers are the home, or they are the breadwinners. So mothers, I can tell you, a lot of mothers are protecting their fathers and sometimes their husbands, because they think the children are just telling lies. That's what's going on.
Matt, there's a way that you can find out whether a child has been violated at 11. And if your daughter is violated at 11, if she no longer has a hymen or a virginity, then you find out who's responsible for taking it, because she's 11. Somebody dropped the ball, Matt. The system failed that child.
Well, how are Antiguans reacting at this time? What's the vibes on the ground?
They're very emotional. They're very angry. I mean, you see the comments under the stories, you hear comments even on the radio. There was a talk show about it last night, and people were calling for either the death penalty or lifetime in prison. That's what people are calling for. They're very outraged. But as I said, some mothers said it's an eye-opener for them that they probably cannot even trust their own husband around their daughters. And when it comes to that, Matt, I have a father, and I remember my father always being very compassionate. You know, he would hug his girls and
kiss us and kiss us.
When I was reading that story, I had a flash back in my head of, like, what if my father had done that to me? Like, I cannot imagine my father would do that to any of his girls. I don't know what got into that man that he'd continuously have sex with his daughter over and over until she gets pregnant, Matt.
And still denying to take care of that child.
And she had to go to court to get her father to take care of his own child.
And you said, and you reported earlier, that I'm amazed, and the school authorities are not believing that child?
Matt, I tell you, the system failed that family, because she was removed from the house. And somehow he got to her and let her change her story. That is what she told the court. And she said she was scared.
She changed
her story. And she was sent back to that same house, into the hands of the same man that abused her. And that same night, the day that she came back to the house, that night, she said he came home intoxicated, drunk like a fish.
Wow.
And he raped her. And she believed that that was when she got pregnant.
Oh, my God. 9:24. What a story. All right, Dominica, it's 1:45. I chose this afternoon to bring in a former police prosecutor. Of course, we all know him in his days. No-nonsense prosecutor. Mr. Wicks is on the line with me at this time. He's retired, I imagine, at this point. But he remembers the days in the court. The question I'm asking this afternoon is, and I heard Sherman speaking to this, the system failed the young child. But do we always blame the system, or should we always blame the system? On the line with me is Mr. Wicks. Good morning to you. Good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
Hi, very well, Matt. I'm doing well. Thank God for his boundless reservoir of inexhaustible grace and mercies. I greet you, and I greet the Dominican people, my people.
All right. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Wicks. You've heard the crux of the story there in Antigua. And, of course, some blame, we will say, the system must take as to what happened to that child who was raped and impregnated by her father. But we have heard, and I've heard you said before, that sometimes we don't have to blame the system or the police. who do we blame? And most sometimes the blame should fall right on the doorsteps of the parents. Would you agree, sir?
I surely would agree. I don't think with these kinds of horrific and outrageous and evil acts, we really should be looking at the blame game here. Granted, it has taken place in our sister island of Antigua. I don't think it's anything new around the Caribbean and perhaps further in the world. But let us zero in at home. Our children continue to be sexually violated and abused by all kinds of people, starting from the home. In fact, when it happens at the home, in my view, it's a lot more traumatic than anything else, because really, truly, if in the warmth of your home you are sexually violated or abused otherwise, surely this can leave psychological scars and retard the total development of that child. There's legislation in Dominica, number 1 of 1998 and number 9 of 2016, the Sexual Amendment Act, which was gazetted in November of 2016, and that has passed. This has really beefed up the legislative framework, the legislation in relation to seeking to mitigating the impact of the predators, if you like. And I want to hasten to say the predators are not generally or specifically only men, because if people are in complicity with men who allegedly rape our boys and girls, if the wife or the mother, the aunt, or the woman, as it were, is giving support to that man, they too are in total complicity of destroying a precious human being. So really and truly, the primary social agency is the family, and if the family cannot protect their very own, the very child that has come or has come from the womb and come from that, you know, warmth, the home. If the family, our families are unable to protect our precious children, then obviously it's like a gateway for others in the outer circle or the ring of the circle to destroy our children. And surely and truly, we have to protect them. We talk a lot about it when it has happened. I think there ought to be consistency. I know, as I said, legislation has passed. Groups have been speaking. Well, let us say a few groups or a few personalities in Dominica have been speaking about it. And I must also hasten to say the abuse of our children are not only specifically centered around those on the lower round of the ladder. Every child is being affected right across the board by any member of the society, whether you're poor, whether you're rich, whether you're in between, because you've really got to understand the concept of rape, the definition of rape, that concept, and really deep down.
So you're saying some big men in society get involved in that?
Well, big men are men. Big men, small men, half men, quarter men. All of us have
I'm talking about prominent men in society.
Well, I'm answering you, and I'm answering you very clearly. You are very big men, prominent men, affluent men, men of high class, low class, all kinds. Because I was making the point that it's all about that heart and the nature of man. And no matter how much legislation you put, and it's good to have legislation so that you have control and determine, but at the end of the day, knowing man's heart and given what the good book says, it's really desperately wicked and evil. So anything can happen, and more so, we men, and I'm talking about men in the home, whether fathers, stepfathers, uncles, who are really abusing our children. And what is even this happening and really outrageous is where the matter perhaps does not conclude successfully at the court. And when I say successfully, it does not necessarily always mean you may get a conviction, because if we have to dive or get into that particular area, really the court needs evidence. You've got to satisfy the court beyond reasonable doubt to seek a conviction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about getting the matter into the court, letting the process, the due process, letting it take its course, with its witnesses. Witnesses ought not to be threatened, ought not to be coerced otherwise, so as not to testify, and more so the complainant. So this kind of thing where cases, to use our local parlance, are being killed or sudden death, really and truly, the nation would have a lot to answer when these things happen, especially if we know about it, if we know a mother knows, a father knows, a system knows. As I said, we've got primary, social, and tertiary agencies. And really, if we're dealing with children from 0 to about 15, 16 in the classroom, in the church, in the groups, in the home, and we know it's happening and nothing is being said. A child goes to the hospital, and I mean, we've got trained medical people at the hospital who can ask good questions in line with the field. And if they know deep down in their hearts that the other authorities have to get on board and they're not told, when we have our conscience to deal with, and at the same time we're really letting down the ball and destroying our children, bearing in mind they have to take up that baton to carry on the mantle for national development, for posterity. So really and truly, it's a very sad situation when these things happen. And I'm speaking from experience, having served this country for the past 40 years and have prosecuted more than three quarters of my life in the courts. I have seen all kinds of things. Some have gone through successfully where predators have been, or those charged with the offense have been dealt with according to the law. And I have seen many where the evidence seemingly is very strong, obviously on paper, because it has to be presented viva voce, but at the end of the day, where you see a matter just goes down the drain, or a sudden death, as we say, or it's been killed.
In what ways you think some of the cases have been killed, Mr. Wakes?
Well, I mean, your different forms. It would be good to get a few victims of yesterday, Matt, and interview them, but things can pass. You must have heard that term, hush money, and even in my career as I stand for children. And I'm talking about, I have a passion as well to stand up for children, because you hear me say every day in Dominica that I'm a Zafan Gouvelman.
Mm-hmm.
I am a government's child, and I know what abuse is. I know what it is to be marginalized and stigmatized and labeled, all right, as a child. Economic deprivation, and where people seek to take advantage, to put it mildly, to take advantage of our children, bearing in mind perhaps the economic situation and climate was a lot sunnier than as it is now, and that the pressure, the economic pressure is on. And I'm really hoping today, even as we're having that interview, parents and guardians and others who are hearing my voice would really seek to protect their children a lot more and not be bothered about the particular situation to sell their children for less than what Judas used, 30 pieces of silver, and not use even half a farthing or a halfpenny or a penny. Your child is precious, and our children are gifts given to us by the Lord, and they must be protected. They are not bags of cement or bags of sugar that they are expelled from your womb, and you just dump them and the next move, and you don't care. Or you use them for economic gain, where our men, our predators, take advantage of the situation. They bring in a little $10 or a little $100. How on earth, in my widest imagination, can a child come home with, for example, a cell phone, costing maybe about $1,500. That phone has to be serviced, and a mother or father or guardian or some adult wouldn't ask a question. Ask me that. I mean, we have a responsibility. Now, yes, I listened to the previous interview a bit with the lady,
mm-hmm,
where she mentioned, Juby, my dear friend, and talk about the various issues. But the situation is real, and as I said, it ought not really truly to be a blame game, because if we are seeking to blame everybody, so it's indeed it cannot only be government centric or a welfare division. We know there ought to be improvement in that regard. The welfare certainly is under pressure. Prior to I retiring, even many years as a welfare child, maybe in my view, I can say during the time of Mrs. Ramona Bland, Mr. John Baptist and these others, I think in my view as a young man growing up at 10, 11, 12 years, it was more structured in my view, and the results were there. Now we can see that after so many years, time is also evolving. People are becoming more desperate. Crimes are the society is becoming more decadent. The situation is becoming a lot worse and evil. So we have to step up to the plate. Bearing in mind that it is really, truly a recurring decimal. But at the end of the day, when these things happen, Matt, what is critical is that when there is that fervency and urgency by the mother or uncle or father to report the matter to the police, because we like to blame the police, and I'm not speaking about any defense of police or any institution, and by now you would know me. I'm talking about the police would go out, do their investigations, complete a file, ready to go, and perhaps it's there, languishing maybe a year, maybe two, maybe 6 months, and then some mother comes or father comes, or the child is being coerced, some kind of hope of advantage, some kind of subtlety to get the child not to testify. And you can read between the lines. Why would a mother, knowing a child has been brutally raped and sexually violated, and all of a sudden she comes and or he comes or whoever comes and says, I forgive, and or well, I've finished with this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it clear. Maybe the public doesn't always know, but it's important to know when criminal offenses are committed, really and truly, is committed not only against the victim, who was a specific person and direct person who bear the brunt of the alleged crime or criminal act, but at the end of the day, it's a public crime. It's a crime against the state. And that's why the state has institutions and organs to deal with the matter. So that's from the state's point of view. So the welfare comes in, the police come in, other groups come in. As well, must be supported by the school system, the secondary agencies, by the primary agencies, the families, and so on. So I'm asking the question, why on earth would a mother, your beautiful, precious 12-year-old who has just begun going to the secondary school, you are aware, you know, she tells you, she writes it in whatever medium that she uses to get the message across to you, and you're telling her that she is lying. Or you are aware that your boyfriend or father or husband or
stepfather,
whoever it is, or bope, and I must also song, it's not only men committing these offenses. Women are, as I said earlier, they're in complicity in one way or the other. And then you just turn your back. Perhaps you may have, and I'm using the word perhaps, or allegedly you may have received some kind of gift or gain, monetary gain or otherwise. And you believe nobody sees. Yes, your child might not be killed, madam, or sir, if you're hearing me.
Mm-hmm.
Your child may not be killed, but I can tell you, perhaps, let me put it that way, if that were the case, maybe it might be just a little bit better for you. Because why? If she leaves, or the boy leaves, for 70 or 80 years, that will haunt the child forever. I have seen children who have been psychologically scarred. I have seen many of our children become sexually promiscuous. It affects their school career. It affects their natural, biological, physiological development. And so you destroy a human being. You destroy perhaps a prime minister, a priest, somebody who can make a meaningful contribution to this beautiful country. And then we sit and say, it's not my child. It's not our child, so we don't have to bother. Listen to me, Matt. I've heard that. You have people who find excuses, wish you had not been using or wearing this short pant or this blouse, or if she wasn't so provocative in her dressing, in her language. Well, the law doesn't talk about that. The law tells you that you must not tip and a 16-year-old going down below, under 16, cannot say yes to sex. In other words, even if she says yes, her big yes is also a big no, multiplied by the fifth power. It's a big no. And that's whether her breasts are huge, whether she's well-developed, whether she's enticing, whether she's breathtaking. And you get away with it. We have to protect our children. And we have to stand up every second to protect them. Parents ought to know where their children are. You cannot... and you don't know where your 12 or 13-year-old child is, and you are asking the neighbor to cast an eye. Well, most neighbors will cast an eye, but will go further than casting an eye. You understand?
I understand.
You understand, and your children are at risk, but you are somewhere sivoting, maybe with some man somewhere, whatever it is. Don't you have love for your children? Are you not happy that God has blessed you and blessed your womb so that it was in order and you produced a healthy child? God has blessed you with this gift. So many women and men, as it were, look forward to having children, and they can't. They do all kinds of things, and they cannot. And God has blessed you, and then we blame the system altogether. Well, it's not a blame game, as I said. The law is there, and as I will continue to say, parents hearing me now, or anybody for that matter, this hush money. And as I said, it's not only affecting here, it's all over the place. You read the news, you're hearing from Antigua now, Trinidad, just with all the bulletins.
I also heard this morning that sometimes, you know, the police themselves, some of the police officers get involved in that kind of crime.
Well, I mean, I don't have any evidence that police doing that, but if that is true, this is outrageous, this is heinous, this is abominable and reprehensible, if at all that is so. And as I said, you know, the Bible is clear about the heart of man, desperately wicked, and no one is immune to the point where they can commit crime or do evil things, whether they are in good institutions or whether they aren't in good institutions. So if at all that is being said, because, you know, people say a lot of things, Matt, mm-hmm. and we must be
true.
Very careful. We have to balance everything. But at all, if at all anything like that is happening, not only from a police leg, whether from the medical leg, whether from other agencies, as I alluded to earlier on, we must be mindful that we have to account someday. And when, as I said, even if it's not our child or children, today, we do not know what tomorrow will bring. And it does not have to be only 16 years, you know, because 30-year-olds are being raped too. I did a lot. I did a lot, all kinds. Below 16, I did up to 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. 60-year-olds who have been raped. So we must be very careful. We must be very, very, very careful. And do not trust anyone, parents. I must sound that warning.
You're right about that, Mr. Wiggs, because I'm hearing that some elderly people may have been abused, yeah? In our society.
Excuse me, I didn't get that part.
I am saying that some elderly people themselves are being abused, yes.
Oh, yes, and that's where the senior people in the committee and so on must look out. We have to look out for them. I remember as a young man living at Le Point between Masak and Mahu, and we had a wonderful elderly lady in her 80s, and she, well, she, both parties are deceased, the assailant and the lady, and she was raped. I can tell you the court system, and that time, as I said, I was a young boy. I'm not sure if I was going to the grammar school yet, perhaps. And this guy was jailed properly. You understand? And his defense, because as a young boy following up, and I think bright enough to hear and learn, and said that the 80 something year old lady made a date with him to give him coffee in the early morning.
Are you joking?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, in the early morning. So they come up with all kinds of excuses. So that's why I'm saying our parents, whether you work in 824, wherever it is, pick up the telephone, get somebody, whether they've got to come to meet you. Ou passe à bon chance, madame, monsieur. You cannot take a chance. You just can't take a chance. Because, yes, the court system, we talk a lot. I believe in my view, and I have said so. There is much to be desired. Every attempt is being made, I'm sure, by the relevant authority to pick up the situation, to expedite matters. You understand? That's so critical, because if matters are unduly delayed, protracted delays in dealing with matters, the due process, that too can have the multiplier effect. And what you don't want is for people to take the law into their own hands as well, where a case has taken place on the January, let's say, 1, and then 5 years, 6 years, and no point to exaggerate. I have sat in the court, I told you, more than three quarters of my life, and investigated perhaps the whole of my life to see cases. And basic cases, basic simple cases of rape or whatever it is, take a very long time. In the courtroom and going through the system.
So you would agree that the justice system may have failed him, yeah?
If you say about fail, I don't want to blame entirely, but anytime it reaches the justice system, every move must be made to expedite the matter. That's the point. Every move, yes, the man is innocent until proven guilty. He has a right to a lawyer. You must give him a fair hearing. He must go through all of this. That's okay. That's fine. We don't expect everything to just run like that, given our system. But I am saying where things are, if you like, cooked, files are given up by the police, everything is ready to go, and now it's in the system, and it's clogged up. That in itself inhibits the deterrent effect. You understand? Because you have the law and punishment as you go through the system to say, well, boy, wow, look, they send this guy, and given the law, 2009, number 9 of 2016, really is 25 years. Now, of course, you hear about sentencing and discount and percentage right now, you know, with all the sentencing guidelines and so forth. Let it be so, but at the end of the day, victims can understand that the process works, and apparently works. It seems to work. This is critical.
Well, what piece of legislation, if you will, Mr. Wicks, should be changed at this time, or would you recommend be changed as it relates to the abuse of children?
Well, one recommendation that I have throughout my career that I believe in relation to particularly the underage, a 12-year-old girl, an 11-year-old girl. For that matter, I want to tell you, Matt, I did up to 4 years, 5 years. I'm telling you. What do you do with a 12-year-old girl who gives a statement? Ladies at the Criminal Investigations Department, and around Dominica, in fact, from the police department, for sure, many years ago, what we did is to have gotten detectives, women investigators in the various, right across Dominica, in the various divisions, northern, southern, and so. So that it's not only the criminal investigations where it would be centered. So everybody around Dominica, every child who's been affected, there would be a woman police officer to investigate this. So this is number one. This child gives a statement to the authorities. And what is painful is after a year or two or 6 months, and sometimes which is as way up to the High Court, it has gone through the preliminary inquiry. It has gone through that. Paper committal, there was sought to have expedited matters, how effective that is, or that's a very good method, but is it effective now? I don't know. It's just a few months I've left the organization. But the preliminary inquiry goes up to the High Court. And then a mother comes, the child might be 15 then, because let's say put it 3 years, and says, well, we don't want to go to court. Now, we don't have a complainant. That child has been brutally raped, and not only once, several times, or may have been going on for a period of times, a series. And the mother, people get to know later, but obviously she has been seriously abused for a period of time, sexually violated. And then the mother comes. The child comes first because she's been called. And when she's called, they might ask her name. My name is Jane Robinson, and where do you live? I live at X. I don't want to call any village so that people know why I tag in it. I live at X place. I go to X school. Do you know the accused or the defendant? Yes, I do. Okay, good. On such and such a day, that where were you? She will get all across there. And as soon as you get to the meat of the thing, remember, we're talking about psychological trauma, the mental trauma, the pressures from all around, perhaps to kill the case and hush money, alleged hush money and other things. And then she cries and she's in pain. That child is still going to school. She has rehashed what has happened at the low court, what we call the magistrate court. And she's now going to say it again up there and then at the high court. And she can no longer testify. The judge, in his wisdom, seeks to make her most comfortable using all the amenities and all the psychology that can be used. But of course, indeed, if she is programmed in such a particular way, that lips, that mouth will not be opened. And then the next move, the judge would perhaps call the mother or the guardian, whoever it is. And then you say, well, no, we're no longer interested in the matter. We're no longer. Then you would be what you'd call give some evidence or information and hope to say, no, nobody coerced me, nobody, any hope of nobody threatened me, nobody promised me a trip, a cruise on one of the expresses or cruises or on the lines.
All of that?
And then that's it. And that's it, Matt. And that's it.
Wow.
No evidence. And so I am saying, if you talk about recommendations, I just give you, I give you this just before.
Yes.
I'm telling you, one of the things that could happen, and we have legal luminaries here and all over the place, when you take a statement from a child, and she gives you a comprehensive statement taken by our
investigators,
our women investigators, that statement is on the file. So whether they have to amend the Evidence Act, I'm not an attorney general, I'm not any DPP, I'm a Zafa Guvelma, I'm a simple man. You can take that statement, maybe have it notarized, maybe affidavit, give evidence in the courts, you swear saying X, Y, and Z, maybe an amendment to the Evidence Act or the Sexual Offenses Amendment Act of 9 of 2016, and do something whereby that statement that was taken from the child, giving all of the details, the horrid and graphic details of that rape, that brutal rape or sexual violation, then you could, as I said, amend the Evidence Act or the Sexual Offenses Act or whatever other piece of legislation to capture it. So even if that child, even if hush money pass, I let hush money pass, or whatever it is, or gifts are passing, but that statement could be made admissible or read in court as to what weight the judge or jury will think on it. The judge will give guidelines otherwise, whether it has to be tested. As I said, there would be an amendment. There would be debate about that. And then even if the child is not testifying, but that statement is in, and other people... That because you see, when she does not testify or they kill the case, that doesn't save the three or four other witnesses don't want to testify. That doesn't save the doctor who has examined the child and had seen all of the bruises when she examined or he examined the child and saw all of the bruises on the child's vulva or vaginal canal, whatever it is, had seen all of this and willing to testify. And the case stops there. And this predator, this criminal... This alleged criminal, because we can't call him rapist because he's not convicted.
Right.
This man who allegedly does that crime works in the society. He's back in the same house. His stepfather is there. The very mother says, no, I don't believe you, and hits the child. How do we accept that in Dominica? Lord have mercy. How do we accept it as a people, as a nation, who says we fear God, we are a Christian nation? Why are we really doing lip service in Dominica, calling unto God, when in fact the things that are there to be addressed and to please God? My Bible tells me we must do what is right. What is right to be done, we must do it. And if we know it is right and we do not do it, we must answer.
Mr. Wicks, I still ask myself today, Why were you not ever the commissioner of police in Dominica? Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, bless you, Matt. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Sankle. I thank the Dominican people and those in the diaspora community. But I will tell you quickly as we go,
yes,
the last statement that you made. I'll tell you something, Matt.
Tell me.
When I joined the police force on the 15th of August 1983, taking the oath at 10:15 a.m. before O.N. Philip, yeah, I never saw, when I raised my hand with the Bible, I never ever said I wanted to be the chief of police or wanted to be promoted. I took the oath saying I would like to serve the people, the government and people of Dominica without fear or favor. And that is how it has been with me.
And you did very, very well, Mr. Weeks. That's what I'm saying. I Matt Peltier, think you should be the commissioner of police.
Yeah, may God be glorified, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank
Bless
you.
Bless you, and have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend. Thank you, thank you.
There, give a listening ear. Pay attention, even if the man a pastor you are.
There's no other police officer I've seen there as fluent as Mr. Weeks speaking to the issues of the day.
Watch it, make me knock him with some dirty water. You can't hide no more, no, you have to meet your karma. If you know, say it's a one and turn a blind eye, then your judgment...
It might not be too late. Later, we have given other people contracts. We need a disciplined police officer at the top.
Daddy, don't touch me there. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear.
217, this is the talk on the block, Dominica.
Supposed to be my father.
I'm sure many of you will agree with me, huh?
I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. When you feel like giving up, just shake it off and live it up. The most I will deliver you.
I also heard earlier from Mr. Irish, a former police inspector himself.
Fly, tribulations are just to make you stronger.
Mr. Irish.
I am hearing about the senior situation in Antigua, and I want to condemn that highly. And I can venture to say, and persons can be vexed, I think that situation happens right here in Dominica. Matt, very often, you know, and Dominica, that is the law they should really pick up. In America and Canada, mm-hmm, when you abuse a child, you can come with all your hush money, and you can come with, as long as the report is made to the police or to the authorities, there's nothing stopping it. You cannot tell me a man is abusing a child, his own child of over underage. And then even when the child is pregnant, well, first of all, that man should be not only sent to jail for life, he should be castrated and beaten, flogged. In Abu Dhabi, in Dubai, they flog you and they stone you to death. This is a serious, heinous crime. Can you imagine a man have his own daughter and abusing the child? And sometimes some of the parents condoning that.
That's true.
Because when I was a police officer, a man gave his daughter under 16 years marijuana tea to drink and was raping and abusing her. When she tell her mother that, her mother tell her, you want your father to leave me? You want your father, he that has to bring money. You want your father this, you want your father to go to jail? And these people cover up this heinous animal kind of behavior. Man, this is something people must sample. You know, I don't want to blame the justice system, but there must be a special court. Grenada have a special court to deal with those things. And sometimes I can tell you that I have lawyer friends. They delay those things. So when you get frustrated to throw it out, the matter should be tried as soon as possible. These things are taking too long. Can you imagine? Rape is already an offense, a serious crime, whether it's your child or not. Fathers to abuse and incest your own child. Things of those nature must be condemned. And I was upset the other day when I heard, well, I don't know, people will say what they want. Well, a young boy called the police to say, we report an abuse situation, and they tell them that's a domestic thing, and they allow the person, you know, to move from the jurisdiction. This kind of thing is a very serious matter. And I'm telling you, I'm very passionate. I just heard that on the radio there, man.
I know, you're upset. You seem upset about it.
What kind of animal? And there was a child in Dominica years ago. And the father was overseas, and the mother would send the child to spend holidays, abuse the child. When the child come back, tell her mother saying, oh, if I did that, probably I wouldn't get money. You wouldn't send money. I mean, these things, man, you have to sacrifice and forget about money. and you have to report the matter to the authorities and have the matter, and they have to speed up on that. I know the CID had a special squad, a group of ladies to investigate this matter. But the wheels of justice turning slowly, but too smoothly, but too slow. You have to deal with these matters right away and bring these perpetrators to justice. That's the only way you can step up, stamp out this this heinous sort of incident in our society. Can you imagine a child that is underage, jolly in the parks, incapable of committing crime, under 12, 16, fathers for your own daughter, you know? And I don't want to single out nobody, but she ran from school going and they're in front of bus drivers and all this kind of magic and this thing happening, and you cannot cover up these things. And children, must their parents have to train them. Do not accept gifts from people you do not know. Do not do this, and tell your parents. And parents, give your children a listening ear. A child wouldn't just come up like that and make up a story. You have to examine and listen. My child could come and tell my wife something happened to her, and then we just take it like, you're joking, man. We have to take that seriously. And then I heard that Ms. Bick was reporting, where they had reported to a school principal. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear the whole story, but I understand they were, you know, when your children come to a principal or a teacher and report those things, you can't cover it up.
All right, Dominica, we're here. This is Q95. We will take your phone calls at this time. Matt, it is public knowledge that this abuse is prevalent in Dominica. Just because it has not been brought before the court does not mean it's not happening. Well, for your knowledge, it has been on many occasions. In this technology age, video deposition is key to avoid having the victim relive this traumatic experience all over again, especially in the case of abused children. That's a WhatsApp message. I think we'll all agree that Mr. Wicks is the People's Commissioner. A lot of people are seconds the motion at this time. Matt, when a mother accepts harsh money from an abuser to get her daughter or son, or to rid her daughter or son of their innocence, she should be jailed and get double the sentence the abuser gets. I know you're anxious to call, but we're dealing with a lot of messages too on WhatsApp. Let's stick to the phones at this time. Good afternoon to you. Uh-huh. Yes?
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
Matt, you say it very well. This man is my commissioner of police. Mr. Wicks? Oh, yes. Whether he's there or not there, he is my commissioner of police. This man? Now, we have the policemen of the format. I don't always support Irish. But you see what he said a while ago? It makes sense. These are the police officers. If you watch, these are the police officers of the folk. But the bell, the doors they have now, they work for only one man. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's take a few phone calls here on this very subject. Thank you. Thank you. Hello?
Hi, Matt. Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to your listeners.
Good afternoon to you, yes.
Matt, our problem is we do not be each other's keeper. It is happening to somebody's child, and as far as we're concerned, is that my child, is that my sister child, is that my brother child, so we pay no mind, Matt. We have to be each other's keeper. We have to be looking out because it is our children. No matter what it is, children will always be children. This is our children. And parents have to put mechanism in place, and parents, understand your children, listen to your children, dialogue with your children. If you always have children and you do not want to have time and you don't make time and you don't listen to them, things that are affecting them, they will not tell you. They will be afraid to tell mommy, afraid to tell daddy, because every time I want to talk to mommy and want to talk to daddy, daddy never have time, mommy never have time. Scrutinize your children, let your children know your children, talk to your children, and let them know the world of today is forced today. and people will be giving them things. People will be coming with money. People will be coming with all sorts of things to trap them. Let us educate our children and let us be each other's children's keeper. I love children, Matt, and I love elderly people. I have a passion for them, Matt. Thank you and good afternoon.
I see that. Thank you very much. Just some information coming to mind that we have to be monitoring. I just came there from a source that described as urgent. A plane bound for Dominica, a plane bound for Barbados from Dominica had to be turned back after engine problems. We're monitoring this. Inter-Caribbean 713 left at 1:13 bound for Barbados and had to be turned back after some engine issues. So keep monitoring that story. We'll bring you details as they become available. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, yes.
Yeah, Matt, you know, the problem is this. All what the problems that that former police officer saw, who is to blame for that? Who has not gotten on their P's and Q's and put laws in place and put the finances together and get cases to be scheduled on time without 7 years going by? Who are the people that are responsible for that, Matt? Is it not the politicians who are in Parliament, Matt?
It is.
Matt?
It is,
well,
that's it, yes.
Yeah, it's the politicians in Parliament. So why are these same kind of people who are complaining still support those people in Parliament? We heard the voice of a person called Ostry that we believe was a member of Parliament at the time. And you heard what he said, that we're all going to support Intel, even if he's wrong, Matt. Basically, that's what he was saying. Even if this person we know did something abusive to someone and he's a parliamentarian, we're still going to support him. So who can support these parliamentarians in that party knowing what they are? So don't come with this kind of hypocrisy. First, you must reject them, Mr. Whatever. Mr. Former Police Officer, you must reject them and put a whole new set of people in Parliament who will make the law, get on the case, fix the law, make it timely, and protect them. Don't still support them and still come and say, oh, it's a problem. And some people are saying, oh, that's the system we have. That's the system we have. When a case takes 7 years, that's the system. No. The parliamentarians are the ones to change it. And if they cannot do it, the people of Dominica must replace them. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, too. Let's take another phone call. Yes, good morning. We're monitoring that story there as it relates to a plane being reported to be bound for Barbados from Dominica had to be turned back. So, because of some engine issues. So, we're monitoring that story. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Yes, Matt. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, yeah?
Yes, Matt, I believe the laws has to be changed, and it's the politicians, as our last caller said. But the way it has to be done, as long as it is reported, you know, it's like they say the wheels of justice moves very slowly, and when it starts to move, you cannot stop it. I think that's how it should happen. You know, Matt, because there's a particular person, he's remanded, I don't know, maybe almost for the same thing. You know that his daughter was at Masak school, I will say the school, and the daughter reported to the principal at the time that father was doing whatever, and nothing really happened. You know, the woman, she's a big woman now, and then the father went and tried it with the younger daughter, and well, he's at the state prison now, awaiting sentences or the way awaiting his case, you know. But as long as it is reported, you know, and if it is reported at school, then something has to happen. You cannot report it or report it anywhere. The law should be made that it should not be reported anywhere and then swept under the rug, Matt, at all. I have five daughters, Matt. I have five daughters. Good morning.
All right. Thank you very much. 449-309. Protect your daughters, huh? 230. Hello. Yes. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Hey, my brother. What's up, my brother?
Good afternoon to you.
Okay, my brother. My brother, it's been happening. It's been happening in the backyard, in the front yard. And you know, the average man always pay for those type of crimes because they always have to wipe the face of Mr. This and Mr. That. And the people in the position never want to take the matter serious. So I am now calling on the Prime Minister to take back Mr. Weeks, because Mr. Weeks is the only man to straighten up the whole system and also the police station. And Matthew must play the clipping of Mr. Weeks, because if you play the clipping, everybody going to understand exactly what he was talking about before and exactly why they do not want him to be the commissioner. Because he said it, and he was working in the court. This man is well-educated and well-groomed for everything. Look at the wife God gave him. A gifted wife, stand up for women, for men, for everything. And in closing, Dominicans, you all are taking everything as a joke. And the mothers that run away and leave their children astray, teach the children the old thing they was doing, knowing that the bope they have, using the child just for sending the child in the early morning to get a $40. So the man giving a 20 and touching a breast. Matt, it is happening. And unless Dominicans do stop running their mouth and say, oh, my child, look at this. Look at this. When they see it coming in front of their door, do not start to cry. They say, all those that tell me, put me on the side of the road, Matt, in closing. So Matt will say, well, look, old school, we're going to have a happy figure. I will never stop advocating for the children. And it's happening because I have experienced abuse, not by back, but abuse in life by the head of my parliament. Parliament for those outside there. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye, my brother. Bye-bye. Always speaking for the children. Hello on the telephone, 232. We have to get stronger with our rules. Pieces of legislation. Hello, talk to me, protecting our children. Hello, yes?
Yes, yes, my brother. Greetings, and Dominica.
Greetings
rise
to you.
Up. Uh-huh. My brother, I'm listening to the conversation with you and Mr. Weeks. While I may agree with a lot of things I say, but at the same time, he got to understand he was an active police officer within the police department. You understand? And while he was there, a lot of things happen, so you can't blame the parents. You got to blame the system in many ways than one. Like, we count on both hands. For instance, baby Sarah, that's one. Kenesha Etienne, and the only individual that allegedly...
While I may want to agree as to he was in the system, but you know you have to bring the evidence before the court. Would you agree?
Yes, my brother. I'm just telling what actually happened. Kenesha has not been found. Kian is dead. So I'm just going by that, my brother. It was there in the public. And I'm saying again, Nurse Dirampel, a son got murdered right on the streets of Roseau because his family, the individual family apparently, is a Guanjan, a lawyer, is in Canada. You understand what I'm saying? Look at the Prime Minister's son. An accident. Someone got killed. The next couple of days he flown away. And another incident again, which you told me, which I wasn't aware of, because we gave that girl a ride years ago when I was in Dominica, the Carib girl, nice-looking Carib girl, who said she was raped by a son of a prominent individual in Dominica. It didn't go nowhere. So the system failed us in many ways than one, including the Wesley situation. They took Wesley people land, gave the Chinese what Dominicans do. They just sat by. If you go protest, the police come with guns. They drill the geothermal. If people go and protest, police comes with guns. They have to take responsibility. And Mr. Weeks was a police officer. Now he retired. Must enjoy your retirement, Mr. Weeks, with your wife. But you didn't make a change while you was in the office. Nothing happened. And many of them going to retire. And after they retire, then they're going to talk on things they could have, should have, would have done. Have a blessed afternoon.
Have a blessed afternoon. I don't get the point, but anyway, you've said it. Two, you think Mr. Weeks had the authority to do something about it? I don't know if I agree with that. 2:35 is the afternoon time, Dominica. We're just getting some news I want to share with you. This is Q.
295, breaking news. As it happens, when it happens.
I'm hoping that the airport authorities can speak to that. Getting that information all the way from Barbados. The inter-Caribbean flight 713 declares emergency after apparent engine failure. Inter-Caribbean Flight 713 reported an emergency and returned to Dominica after encountering an apparent engine failure shortly after takeoff from Douglas Charles Airport in Dominica. The flight, which was bound for Grantley Adams International Airport in Barbados, departed at 1:13, according to a passenger on board. The plane experienced engine trouble soon after takeoff, prompting the pilot to turn the aircraft around and return to Douglas Charles. Flight tracking data shows the plane making several loops just east of Dominica before returning to the airport. The nature and extent of the problem is still unclear, and the report of engine failure has yet to be officially confirmed by the airline or aviation authorities. Barbados Today understands the plane has safely landed at the Douglas Charles Airport and passengers have been evacuated from the aircraft. Inter-Caribbean Airlines has not yet issued a statement on the incident. Barbados Today has reached out to the airline for more details. This is a developing country, and Barbados Today will provide more details as soon as they become available. So, we'll try to get in touch with some airport officials there at Douglas Charles to find out a little more. But again, just learned that the Inter-Caribbean Flight 713 declares emergency after apparent engine failure. Say praise God that all passengers and the plane itself return safely.
Q95 breaking news. As it happens, when it happens.
We'll keep monitoring that story and bring you details as they become more available. Back to the telephone. Are you there, caller? Yes.
Yes,
my brother. How you doing?
Happening, my bro.
I'm there, man. It's a very serious incident going on around your community there.
Oh, yeah, man. We're just glad that to hear that everybody's safe and sound.
That's what I said, yes.
Yeah, Matt, I called to support Dion, the trucker, Matt. And why I supporting Dion, Matt, Mr. Weeks is a police or former police officer who have over the times, Matt, highlighted inconsistencies and so on in the police force, Matt. And we appreciated Mr. Weeks for that.
Well, what do you think he could have done about it?
Well, Matt, I do not think that he could have done too much without the support of more police officers supporting him, Matt.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
What he did his best under the circumstances, Matt.
Mm.
So, but why I support Dion, Matt, is relation to Mr. Irish. Matt, when you see those gentlemen who were in the system, you check? And they allowed all the corruption to occur without saying a word like Mr. Weeks. That's why I single out Mr. Weeks, because Mr. We want to be fair and honest and keeping it balanced.
Okay.
Mr. Weeks would come and Matthew, do you remember the favorite clip from Mr. Weeks we always used to play? It's like when Mr. Weeks tell them, no, you can go and tell the commissioner and all of those things. You remember that, Matt? That is Mr. Weeks again in uniform, speaking against corruption in the police force, Matt. And I wish we still had some more policemen like Mr. Weeks. Mr. Irish wasn't doing that, as far as I can recall. Mr. Irish was there making excuses for government inconsistencies and police inadequacies over and over again. He wasn't. And now he's out of it, Matt. We can hear him speaking forcefully. Dion mentioned some cases, Matt. And that's why I don't want to hear any police in Dominica talk apart from Mr. Weeks, if they're not telling me about that. Tell me about what Reginald Ostrich said about Minister Blackmore. and his performance of abusing children and women, Matt. Okay? And that is what we have, that is why we're dealing with, that is why some of us are incensed when we hear those police, former police officers come and talking and playing like as though they're so in for justice and law and order and uncompromising and so on. And when they were there, they were not doing like Mr. Weeks to address the issues head on and to confront the corruption in the police force, Matt. They were benefiting from the corruption of the police force. They were being promoted and they don't even know how they getting promotion because they're supporting corruption. That is how they promote people in the police force. Those people who are more stupid and who support in corruption, who will bend to scare it, who will commit crimes, who will beat children, who will kick pregnant women under their stomach and all of those things. Those are the people that promote it, not the people who know the law and who know how to communicate with people and to keep peace and so on. They're not interested in that.
So you recommend Mr. Weeks for commissioner?
Of course, Matt. If Mr. Weeks was there, Matt, we'd have a much better commissioner. What we have there is a toy commissioner, Matt.
All right, caller. Thank you. 2:41 is the afternoon time. Oh, boy. Never expect anything else from Brian. Hello, talk to me, yes? Uh-huh.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pelty. How are you doing, Mr. Pelty?
I'm here.
Well, fireman touching base. Mr. Pelty, you have a good program. And I kind of like what the caller said, the last caller, certain things you say, because why, this police was there a very long time. They never do anything, but now they're also speaking everything. But eventually, what I would say to me myself, any child who will make a report to the police station, once the police involved, no auntie, no nene, no cousin, no father, no mother, should never come and tell you, rewrite that case. Because why, this is the police case right now. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, something not correct. You know what I'm saying? Because if you make a case, and once it's the police case, that is the police case. You have an arrangement before you meet the police. But once you meet the police, this is the police case. So you take the case forward. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So right and truly, my brother, it's not politicized the problem. Next problem we have again, Mark Pelty, we have a lot of women in that country. And I don't know if they like rental or they like whatsoever. They have some man themselves. They're very dangerous. Partner, respect these children. These children are going to be the future of our life. We are full of enough girls alone doing our little boys in the same problem, too, Mr. Pelty. You know that? Mr. Pelty?
Yes, I know that too.
You know, they have a lot of little young boys in the same condition, too. And they have a lot of big men now that taking advantage of the women and them, and that's why the children going astray. This is a good country. Let's make our country greater. Up and running, the real fireman running. Bless up, my brother.
Blessed. 2:43 is the afternoon time. Let's take a few phone calls. Thank you very much. Yes. That call. Are you there, caller? No, we missed that call. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, let's take another phone call. There's 2:44 already in the afternoon. This is Q95. Hello, talk to me, yeah?
Mr. Pelty, blessings to you, sir.
Blessings to you, sir.
Matt, just quickly, a few things. Matt, what the world is going through right now, you know, it is very, very dangerous. And the prevalence, as you say, the widespread of all the nastiness, and somebody say it, nasty business. Melissa and Scary, this nasty business they're promoting, pay fellas to single nasty kind of business. But not on a global scale, particularly in America, Matt, do you know an underage child does not need their parent consent for them to go through a... You there with me, sir?
I'm right here.
Mr. Pelty.
I'm right here with you. Your phones have some problems, bro.
No. I just wanted to see if you're following my argument in case of an interjection or something.
No, go ahead. God bless you. I'm listening.
Okay,
I'm listening.
Just quickly. Matt, do you know children do not need parental consent for them to take puberty blockers, for them to wear the bra puberty? No, the puberty blockers and the breast binders. Breast binders is like a special bra. So you have non-binary, Matt, where you're neither man nor woman. The child cannot determine their sex, and not it have nothing to do with parental consent.
Are you saying that this is abuse sometimes? From your argument of where you're going?
That is not physical abuse alone; it's psychological abuse. So what I'm saying, even in Dominica, maybe we need to lower the age of consent, Matt.
Really?
Because the prevalence of child abuse sexually, maybe these politicians and people in high places really need to consider lowering the age of consent, because they're getting away with it. A child cannot vote. A child cannot go to the health center or the hospital without some parental consent or accompaniment, Matt, or some other guardian. Why for you to have a child can consensually have sex, Matt? So the system, I listen to Mr. Wicks, that's my boy. I love Mr. Wicks. I listen to Mr. Irish, not wanting to blame the system. It's the system that need to be that we have to blame, Matt, because really and truly, they are preying on our children with all their blood sacrifice. I don't know if that's what they use Kanisha for, with that thing they call adrenochrome, Matt. Study adrenochrome. Blood, a drug that is made for the rich and famous, so damn expensive. Blood of children they're using to make adrenochrome, Matt. So the world is a nasty place with all the Sodom and Gomorrah, and even they want more access to your children. They do not want age of consent anymore. And all over Europe and America, they have the rainbow, pink, baby blue, yellow, white, saying to hell with age of consent, so maybe a baby just born. That's your wife. Madness in the world, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, hello, God. Hello, God. Are you listening?
Are you listening anymore?
Again, we want to thank the God above.
Hello, God.
For saving all the passengers there en route to Barbados.
You helped me life.
And because of engine problems, had to turn back, huh?
I've questioned your existence.
I landed safely at the
resistance leaves me cold.
Melville Hall, Douglas Charles Airport.
Distance. Hello, God. Hello, hello.
I'll keep losing, following that story.
This old world has gone to pieces. Can we fix it? Is there time? Hate and violence just increases. We're so selfish, cruel and blind. We fight and kill each other in your name, defending you. Do you love some more than others? We're so lost and confused. Hello, God.
World of fool, filled with problems. Hello, God. In America, if such incident is reported to the school is obligated by law to report it to the authorities. And if they fail to do so, then the school staff could face charges. The law needs to be changed. Stiffen the laws and protect our children. Hello, God. It's 10 to 3 in the afternoon. This is the talk on the block. Matt is back in the house. Take a short break and come back for 10 minutes.
Treasure has found its way on every breakfast table in Dominica. A delightful promise is being kept. And now, every
everybody is drinking Promix. Promix Full Cream Instant Milk. Morning by morning, give your family a refreshing start to a productive day. Promix Milk. It's pleasingly, teasingly, surprisingly delicious. Blends well with your choice teas, cereals, coffee, or all your family-friendly recipes. Promix. Good nutrition all day long. Promix Milk. Every mother's favorite milk. Taste the moments that take your breath away. Promix. Available from AC Shillingford and retailers island-wide. AC Shillingford, where you spend less and get more.
Dominicans, Dominicans, enjoy your property, protect your property. You homeowner and businessman, protect your property, enjoy your property. Can't wait for the hurricane, can't wait till you flood again, can't wait till your roof fly out and all your business coming out. Remember, no insurance company will insure your property when a storm is approaching. Get ahead of the hurricane season and insure with a company who gives you the assurance of payment for your valid claim. Come speak with us today at the New India Assurance Company Limited, upstairs AC Shillingford and Company Limited, 24 King George Fish Street, Roseau. Bring along an up-to-date valuation from a qualified engineer and get insured today.
Again, kudos to the pilots there. On to we just broke a story a short while ago as it relates to the Inter-Caribbean. They declared an emergency Flight 713 and had to return to the Douglas Charles Airport. Inter-Caribbean Flight 713 reported an emergency and returned to Dominica after encountering an apparent engine failure. Shortly after takeoff from the Douglas Charles Airport in Dominica, the flight, which was bound for Grantley Adams International Airport in Barbados, departed at 1:13 p.m. according to the passenger board. One passenger on board, the plane experienced engine trouble soon after takeoff, prompting the pilot to turn the aircraft around and return to Douglas Charles. Thank God. Congratulations to the pilots. Flight tracking data shows the plane making several loops just east of Dominica before returning to the airport. The nature and extent of the problem is still unclear, and the report of engine failure has not yet been officially confirmed by the airline or aviation authorities. Barbados Today, as following the story that picked up the story there, understands the plane safely landed at Douglas Charles Airport and passengers have been evacuated from the aircraft. Thank you, Mr. Julius Gittins from Barbados, our correspondent. And thank you, Mr. Carl John Baptist, for alerting me of that story there. Hello, talk to me on the telephone. Oh, hello.
1 minute, Matt. Time me.
1 minute.
You see the Baltimore
now.
Bridge. What's up?
I say starting now.
Yes, Matt, you see the Baltimore Bridge accident. You saw the ship that hit the thing. Matt, a man who died there was just celebrating a gender review for his stepdaughter. Matt, do you know why it's a gender review? You're born male and your parents and them contemplating thinking about changing your sex to turn you into a so-called woman. It's a freak. So when I told you about the puberty blockers, that is drugs, Matt, to prevent the children from reaching puberty because they cannot determine at their age what sex they are when they were born, male and female. And the breast binders, a special bra to prevent them from growing breasts. Matt, the world is an evil, the system, the world is a blessed place, but the system is an evil system. Watch out for your children. Thank you.
Oh, you made it in time, blessings. 5 seconds less. Wow. Although I don't support everything that Mr. Weeks said, I want to make it clear that when I listen to Mr. Irishman with his selective justice, when officers like Mr. Irish had the opportunity to stand for justice, said nothing, and at times supported this evil that was growing quickly. That's just a WhatsApp message. Always welcome different views, huh? Somebody saying, man, it could be so much worse because it has been reported, not confirmed, that the fire truck is not operational at the airport. That we would have to confirm. All right, let's take a few phone calls before we go. We have just about 3 more minutes on the talk on the block. Talk to me, yes?
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
It is, I'm very happy that the passengers and the crew on that plane are safe, thank God for that, very good.
Of course, thank God.
But on another subject, what is it going to take to liberate the people from Dominica with this political parasite that we have governed the country? I use the term parasites because these people that are in office, they have no shame, Mr. Pelty. They just have no shame. The things they're doing, and they know within their heart that a lot of the stuff they're doing to the people of Dominica is wrong, and they're continually doing it. So that is why I refer to them as political parasites. But someday, Dominica will get a liberator. Someday.
Someday, Pampale, they say. It's 2:58 in the afternoon. Dominica, yes, we're going to be closing up in a minute.
Dominica, check out the dollar menu special at Flow today. Get a TCL 403 for only $1 when you sign up for any postpaid mobile plan today. Plus, get 50% of your bill every month when you bundle. Shop now while stocks last.
Oh boy, we have 60 more seconds. If you have to call, you've got to call now. This is Q95 Radio. This is the talk on the block. Again, I want to thank the pilots for doing the great job and landing this inter-Caribbean airline safely with all its passengers. Don't forget, Monday is the big case. Bail or no bail? We will speak to that on Monday morning. A lot of calls have been asked as to whether the people of the Soufre constituency will stand for the deceased, for the case of Mr. Jonathan Lehrer and Cole. We heard it, and the Canadian authorities are following this one very, very closely. Let's listen to this report from CTV before we wrap it up in the afternoon.
American Jonathan Lehrer pleaded for a court on the lush island of Dominica to free him. His bid for bail is based on medical grounds. In written statements previously given to CTV News, Lehrer says that he was informed by his physician, who he's not able to see now, that he has an 85% chance of having prostate cancer. He also says that he was denied access to a urologist, nearly died of a ruptured bladder, and is malnourished in jail. The American businessman who moved to the remote island with his family in 2011 broke his silence from behind bars. His spokesperson says international media reports have been unfair. Lehrer and another American, Robert Snyder Jr., were arrested last December, alleged to have killed Canadians Daniel Langlois and Dominique Marchand in Dominica.
Some people were like crying, saying, oh, it's them, I know it's them.
The murders shook the Caribbean island and made international headlines. Langlois was well known in Quebec as a creative genius behind special effects in movies like Jurassic Park. He and his partner Marchand were admired for their philanthropy on the island. Reports have swirled that a long, bitter dispute between Langlois and Lehrer over a shared road could be at the center of this case. Lehrer now says the dispute was no big deal to him, and a final court ruling has yet to be issued. The fight was over whether a road called Morne Rouge Public Road was indeed public or private, as Lehrer argued. It cut through his 18th century cocoa and coffee estate. Lehrer claims he wanted to prevent damage to his historic buildings and had provided viable bypasses. Lehrer would not say where he was at the time of the murders, but in the days that followed during the investigation, he says he was never questioned by police about the killings. The decision on bail is expected next week.
Time for Flow Dominica.